Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Nun Ches, Pesachim 58. And today's Daf Yomi, we start the fifth chapter of Mesachas Pesachim called Tamid Nishchat. From this chapter until the end of the ninth chapter, our tractate is going to deal with all of the laws of the Paschal Lamb, of the Korban Pesach, that was brought on the 14th day of Nisan. The first four chapters of our tractate deal with the laws of Chametz and Matzah, and the 10th chapter deals with the laws of the night of the Seder. So in the time of the Gaonim, from the close of the Gemara until the Rishonim, meaning like the 7th, 8th, and 9th centuries, the tractate was divided into two parts. The first part, which included the first four chapters, and the tenth chapter, and that was called Meseches Pesach Rishon. Whereas these five chapters, from the 5th chapter until the 9th chapter, were called Meseches Pesach Sheni. But when Rebbe arranged the Mishnayos, he arranged the chapters according to the way they are in front of us, and he called them all Meseches Pesachim. That's the explanation of the Meiri, the Provençal commentary in the 14th century. So in this chapter, we're going to deal with the laws of the Pesach, discuss with the time that they are slaughtered. So the first Mishnah deals with and clarifying the time that was established for the slaughtering of the Paschal Lamb, because in the Torah it states in Exodus 12, verse 6, Vishachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael bein harbayim, that all of the congregation of Israel should slaughter it in the afternoon, bein harbayim. And so our mission is going to clarify when is this the exact appropriate time to slaughter the Paschal Lamb. And it was not the same on every Erev Pesach, as we'll see in a moment. And since every day, generally speaking, when they would bring a korban bein harbayim, they would bring the daily offering, the korban tamid. They would bring this in the morning, and they would bring in the afternoon. It was usually the last thing that was brought, like it says in Torah, in Numbers 28, verses 3 and 4. Zeh Aisha, this is the offering asher takrivu Hashem, that you should bring to God. Kvasim b'nei shana, a sheep that's a year old. Tamimim shnayim wayom olasimid, every single day, as in Ola, as a keves achad taseh baboker, one sheep in the morning, as a keves hasheni taseh ben harbayim, and another sheep in the afternoon. And Gemara and Daf Nun Tes is going to expound from these verses that the korban tamid has to come prior to the Paschal Lamb. And so therefore, our mission is going to have to clarify when exactly is it supposed to be brought. So it says the Mishnah, tamid, the offering that was brought every day in the afternoon, every day nishchat b'shmono mechza, every single day was slaughtered on the eight and a half hour of the day. This is what we call shaus manios, meaning to say that we divide the time from the morning until night into 12 different equal parts, and that's called a shah, that's called a time, an hour. And obviously, it's not necessarily 60 minutes. And so at the 8.5 hour of the day, that was when you were able to slaughter the afternoon offering. And then after it was slaughtered, the Kohanim were engaged with this aspects of it. They would skin it and flay it and wash the innards and bring the innards to the ramp of the altar, and that would take an hour of the karev, and then they would finish bringing it, and they would bring the limbs up onto the altar, betisho mechza, on the 9.5 hour of the day. But bimei arvei pesachim, on the afternoon of Pesach, since then they needed to slaughter the Pesach after the bringing of the offering, they would make it earlier. And so therefore, the tamid was nishchat b'shevo mechza. On those days, the korban tamid was slaughtered after 7.5 hours of the day. The karev b'shmono mechza, and it was completed, its offering, at 8.5 hours of the day. And then, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, this was done whether the eve of Pesach happened during the week or whether it happened on Shabbos. However, but chol erev Pesach yos be'erev Shabbos. But if the eve of Pesach happened on a Friday, and so then they needed to leave enough time to slaughter the Pesach after the korban tamid, and still to cook it while it was still daytime, because they weren't allowed to cook it on Shabbos, the Paschal Lamb. So what they would do is they would make it even earlier. And so therefore, nishchat b'sheish, they would slaughter the Paschal Lamb at 6.5 hours of the day, v'karev, and then they would bring it b'shev umechza, and then they would bring the Paschal Lamb at 7.5 hours of the day, the Pesach acharef, and immediately after that, they would bring the korban Pesach. So that's what they would do When Erev Pesach was on a Friday, when the 14th of Pesach was on a Friday, this is the idea of making the, what we see in any event, they would always make the Tumid earlier on the eve of Pesach. It was just earlier by 1 hour regular year, but when Erev Pesach was on a Friday, they would make it earlier by 2 hours of the day. So we see from here that the Karban Tumid was always earlier, but this was the afternoon Tumid, not the morning Tumid on the eve of Pesach. So nevertheless, the Sefer Leket Yosher writes, and he was a student of the Trumas Adeshin, and he writes, from here we see that there's a mitzvah to daven earlier on Erev Pesach in the synagogue, because in Erev Pesach, they would bring the Karban Tumid 1 hour prior to the normal time. And since our prayers are in place of the Karban Tumid, therefore it's a mitzvah to go early to the synagogue on Erev Pesach, the Daven Shacharis. So that's what the Leket Yosher writes. But the Magia on the Leket Yosher says, well, I don't understand this, because on Erev Pesach, they would make the afternoon Tumid earlier. And why are you saying to make our Shacharis prayer, which is in place of the morning Tumid, why should we make that earlier? And so therefore, the Maharil writes a different reason why we have the practice of going to the synagogue early on Erev Pesach. It's because, he says, you have to finish your chametz, you have to finish it before 4 hours of the day, because we have less time to eat the chametz. And so therefore, that's brought down indeed in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Mishneh Berurah, that on Erev Pesach, we daven Shacharis a little earlier than usual.